To become holy is very easy when this doctrine is properly understood. I believe that people trying to be holy would be saved a lot of trouble if they were taught to follow the right path, and I am writing of people who lived ordinary lives in the world, and of those specially marked by God. Let the former realize what lies hidden in every moment of the day, and the duties each one brings, and let the latter appreciate the fact that things they regard as trivial and of no importance are essential to sanctity. And let them both be aware that holiness means the eager acceptance of every trial sent them by God. This is vastly superior to the enjoyment of all the extraordinary experiences. It is the philosopher's stone which changes into gold all their worries, all their troubles, all their sufferings. Let them realize this, and then how happy they will be. Let them realize that all they have to do to achieve the height of holiness is to do only what they are already doing and endure what they are already enduring, and to realize, too, that all they count as trivial and worthless is what can make them holy. How I would like to preach the virtues of your holy will and teach everyone that nothing is easier, more ordinary, and more within the reach than holiness. The good and the bad thieves had nothing different to do and suffer to become saints. So let us take two ordinary people. One is wholly worldly, the other spiritual. Yet the demands made upon them are equal. Yet the one achieves eternal happiness because he submits gladly to your holy will, but the other damns himself because, given the same tasks, he undertakes them with a sullen reluctance. Their hearts are very different. Now, you who read this, and you who are very dear to me, must realize that I am asking nothing extraordinary from you. All I want is for you to carry on as you are doing, and endure what you have to do, but change your attitude to all these things. And this change is simply to say, I will, to all that God asks. What is easier? For who could refuse obedience to a will so kind and so good? By this obedience we shall become one with God.